We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. The advantage of having your own talk show is you can get a hold of people, and they occasionally call back and explain exactly what happened. I explained my absolute necessity for a restroom at Aunt Millie's, and they said no. And luckily I made it to McDonald's, and they said yes. Okay, now we have a reply on our text line. Bernadette will read it for us.
It says, in the beginning of the pandemic, the Chautauqua County Health Department told Aunt Millie's we were not allowed to let the public use our bathrooms since our dining room was closed and we were only supposed to be serving takeout food. We never heard anything different, so our employees still were abiding by that rule. Sorry for the inconvenience. This is a pandemic, and we are trying to go with safety first, our employees and the public. We will check with the Chautauqua County to see if this phase one, we are allowed to open our restrooms to the public.
Okay, and if they're listening, let me know when you're going to do that. I'll come do a ceremonial opening of your restroom for you. My question is, why can't Aunt Millie's let you use the restroom when maybe 400 yards down the road, the McDonald's, you can? They both serve takeout food, both serve their dining room is closed, they both have a restroom. So sometimes the rules just are wild and wacky. Now, I'm going to do one more thing before I start the body of the show, and I'm going to do it even though it's out of date. I was not on the air on Memorial Day. I was not on the air the day before Memorial Day. Luckily for me, I am on the air the day after. As you know, there's been a lot of tributes to our first responders, but that is a very special day for military. We honor the military for their loss of life. I did not want to be out of that simply because I wasn't working that day. Over the course of the last few weeks, we've heard, if you're watching TV or mainly watching TV, artists are coming on and they're singing a song for the troops, and they're very nice, okay, and I'm very grateful they're doing that. But something special happened when they were interviewing a country superstar, actually. He's a country superstar, and he said, I'd like to sing my song for the troops. And Trace Atkins, you recognize his voice. He has one of the best voices ever. And he said, I'd like to sing Arlington. Now, as you know, there are two cemeteries that are just so iconic. There are more than two, but the two would be Normandy in France, which we went to a few years ago, very moving, and Arlington here in the United States. The name of his song is Arlington. I want you to listen to the lyrics. I have never heard lyrics that have moved me more on the first listen, ever, ever. And let me tell you something, if you're the type that gets choked up, may I suggest a handkerchief? This is Trace Atkins and Arlington.
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. Thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, it's on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it cost to keep us free. Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill when he clicked his heels and saluted me. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. And every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us. For those, thankful for the things we've done. And we can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington. Yeah, dust to dust, don't cry for us. We made it to Arlington.
Trace Atkins and Arlington. We'll be back right after this. Yeah, that Trace Atkins song called Arlington, as soon as he sang the first sentence, it really got to me. It like grabbed me around the throat. By the time that song was over, I was thinking about David Bellavia and what he'd been through and how grateful we are that he's still here. I was thinking about my Uncle Bruno, who was on a minesweeper in World War II, how my father was in the Pacific against the Japanese, and my Uncle Harold was in the fight, obviously. All came back, and so thankful for that. I heard that song, and it just did it for me. It really did. How about you, Tony?
I had tears flowing down my face listening to it. You know, I'm an emotional person to begin with, but the lyrics are so strong, and Trace does such a phenomenal job in delivering it. The tone of the song, everything about it, the pace was just wonderful.
But the lyrics just grabbed me.
Wow.
Because as far as I'm concerned, music, unless you're dancing, which is different, but if you're not dancing, you're just listening to music, the lyrics are all important. And the lyrics are oftentimes one reason for the song. And when you hear something like that, you can either connect or not connect. And when you hear a song like that, instant connection. And I think that could become an anthem, to be honest with you, just like God Bless the USA.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to post it on my page today. I want all my veteran friends to listen to it. You know, the thing, just like what you were saying with your family members. And I'm thinking right now of my my uncles who served in World War II and people who I know who have served, you know, not necessarily that they passed in combat or anything like that. But, you know, one of my best friends, his parents are buried in Arlington. So it really does mean a lot.
Well, when we were in Normandy, my Uncle Harold, who's the third member of the group of from my family, he landed in Normandy, okay? So I'm standing there looking at those immaculate, pristine white crosses and thinking, my uncle, years and years ago, half a century ago and more, was one of the people that landed on this very ground that I'm standing on. And as you drive down there from Paris, you see the hedgerows that the Germans used, and it's like, wow. If you ever have a chance to visit Normandy, this was about Normandy. I mean, the song was not about Normandy, but it was about the same spirit, and just a wonderful song.
Absolutely.
Okay, here's what we're going to do today. We hear all the negative things of, oh, this is closed. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, it's this isn't allowed. Oh, by the way, the next time I'm in Chautauqua County, I'm going to go to the Chautauqua County Health Department and ask if I can use their restroom. See what they say. Believe me, I'm not kidding. But anyway, all these things that are not better, they're worse. All of these things are worse because of the virus. And obviously, the worst of the worst of the worst is the people that we've lost. That goes without saying. But you have to say it, because if you don't, somebody, some clown who hates you anyway, is going to post that, gee, the priorities aren't there. Look, this and this and this, he puts ahead of human life. You know, all that usual crap. So you got to do the disclaimer, which I just did. All right? There's a lot of things that are worse, but you have to admit there are some things that are better. And I thought today we'd ask you the first question. I have two or three questions, but the first one is, what is better now than before? There has to be things that are better now than before. And you know how I always give an example, and then I'm going to ask Buzzy and Tony to give me their example, if they have one, and I'm sure they do. The first thing I'm thinking of that's better now than before is I'm spending less money. You know, it's funny. We had an ABC reporter doing that in the last newscast, but I had this planned all morning. I'm spending less money. I'm spending hardly any money. In fact, if you didn't count going grocery shopping and two or three takeouts, I would be spending no money, all right? So spending very little money. Now, obviously, when it comes time to get food for the cats, you got to spend some money, right? There are some things you had. The bills come in, you got to write a check. So that's spending money. But overall, in actually opening my wallet and paying for something, I'm spending a lot less money. So I'd like to know if you're spending less money or not. What do you think, Tony? Are you spending less now? Now, you got kids. You got more things to spend money on. Are you spending less now than you were before?
I'm probably spending about the same. You know, my check is basically covers my gas and putting food on the table. So we're eating well, maybe buying a little bit more snacks than I normally would since the kids are stuck home.
Sure.
You know, I'm losing money in the fact that I don't work on Saturdays any longer, on hiatus until that's resolved, until this is over with and we can get everybody back in the building. So overall, I would say that I'm about the same. Maybe saving a little bit money on gas because gas is so much cheaper.
Yeah, that's the
point. I'm spending less on gas.
And with me, because you are going into the studio, so you're driving from work to home and home to work, I'm not driving anywhere. My car has been sitting in the garage with the exception of a couple of trips. I used it simply to keep the battery charged. That's all. How about you, Buzzy? Are you spending less money? Is that one of the things that's better now than before?
You know, the first month of all this, I was not probably actually spending more money. But now I would definitely say I'm spending less money. Not eating out as much, obviously not going out for drinks as much, not drinking as much, which is weird for me to say. So for the things that I would usually spend money on, and then sporting events, going out for certain games, betting on certain games, yeah, I'd say this has been very beneficial for my wallet. And as you and Tony said, there's not, gas is not as expensive as it was 2 months ago.
Yeah, not only gas isn't as expensive, but if you're cutting down on the driving now, you're probably not, because you're all over the place. But I've been out of the house 3 times. That's it. 2 times when there were restrooms, and 1 time when there wasn't. So that's how I'm going. That's how, when they write my obituary, I want that in it. You know. He stood up for truth, justice, and a place to pee. What do you think? How do I know how to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear or not? My second question is, should schools be open in September? Now, keep in mind, we're still only in May. This is May 26. Normally, schools wouldn't all be out yet. Some colleges, yeah, but a lot of the regular schools, primary grades and junior high and high school would still be in school. So you're talking about, this is only May, so you still got June, July, and August. You basically got three and a half months before school would have started. So it may be a little different by September. Let's hope it is. But should schools be open in September? And where would you send your kids there? You got June, July, and August and off to school. Would you send them off or would you wait to see what happens? And have you postponed a doctor's appointment or a medical procedure? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. We'll also post the Chet Atkins. We'll post Arlington Trace Atkins. I wonder if he's related to Chet Atkins. Could be.
You never know.
But anyway, we're going to post that on our face page, too. Tony's going to post it on his. I want people to hear it that haven't heard it yet, because it's quite an amazing song. All right, we'll take a break, and then we'll return. Those are the questions. What is better now? The first thing I said is I'm spending much less money. Much less. In this is the beginning of the 11th week. I've been we sent out for takeout 3, maybe 4 times. That's it. And one grocery delivery and one quick grocery kamikaze visit, and that's it. So that's my first throw into the pot is I'm spending less money. Should schools be open in September? And when they are you going to send your kids or you're going to wait? And have you put off any doctor's appointment or procedures? We'll be back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. Here are some simple questions, but I think pertinent. What is better now? We've talked ad infinitum of what isn't better, what you can't do, things you want to do, what gets in the way of doing what you'd like to do and enjoying your life. You're somewhat confined. But what's better? I think I look for the bright side and said I'm spending a lot less money, a lot less. And so that's my answer. And then the second question would be, should schools be open in September? Keep in mind, in a normal year, outside of colleges, the schools would still be in session. They'd have a couple more weeks. And that's going to be 3 months away. So in 3 months, we may have enough encouraging news. Let's hope. And have you put off a doctor's appointment? Yes or no? I have not put off one. I took one online with my one of my doctors, and it was it worked out well. I thought it was worthwhile, and it felt like a real in-person appointment. I didn't have to do anything that that wasn't. So that's very very good. And it's amazing the things that are going on now electronically. I was missing a piece of copy earlier, one of the commercials, and so we got a hold of the person who's also working from home who sends those commercials to us. She is working in, where is it, Tony, Carolina?
Yes, North Carolina.
Okay, she's in Carolina, I'm in Pendleton, Tony and Buzzy are in Amherst, so they told her, she sent to them and they forwarded to me the copy that I missed, so I can do it in a later stop set. So why don't you just schedule that for any later stop set, Tony, and we won't miss it.
Okay.
Okay? I should get an award from the sales department for that one, I'm sure. Let's go to line one, and that would be Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy. Sandy, that was a beautiful
song.
And I'm old-fashioned, and I wondered if you could set a certain date and replay it so I could record it. I tried to record it. I have a little tape recorder here, but I didn't get there in time. I wanted to record the whole thing. I don't have any online stuff or anything like that. So I wanted to
I'll tell you what we'll do, Mary. Tony, make a note that sometime in the next hour, from 11 to 12, before we sign off, let's play that again for anybody who didn't hear it, or anybody that wanted to record it. I think it earned a second playing. No problem, Mary. We'll do that.
I have it queued up and ready.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Now your questions for today.
Yeah, what's better now, Mary? There's have to be something better.
Absolutely nothing. You know why? Because I just think that there's too much reliance. I think there's more harm than good coming out of this. And I don't want to elaborate on all that stuff, but I can think of nothing good that came out of this. But your other questions were...
Would you send your kid to school in September, or would you wait and see how it goes with other people who did send their kids to school in September? And then have you postponed a doctor's appointment?
Right, okay. The part of the children, of course I don't have any children, but I used to volunteer as a senior reader... once a month to our, we have an elementary school right down the street from me, and we had this Erie County program. It was called RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteer Program, and we seniors would read to a class, of children. Once a month, we read to a class, and that was so beautiful for me because I could interact with those children and talk to them, and it was more than just reading a story. We learned a lot, and they taught me a lot, and I hope I, imparted some stuff to them. But that personal thing, you cannot do that online. That's something that distance learning, and to me, that social distancing equals.
Yeah, too, is going online for everything. When you say you're trying to learn online, learning becomes another program that you watch on television. In other words, you've probably been watching 8 or 9 hours of TV anyway, so here comes your lesson. It's another TV show. I think school and learning have to be separate. I mean, you can do it online, and you can probably learn some things online, but I think that personal contact means so much.
Exactly. That was the whole thing. Those little kids, that's the other thing with this. When in school, when we'd read to the kids once a month, we read a story, and then after the class, the little kids would come up and they'd give me a little hug or something. Thank you, Mrs. I was going to say my name, but they'd say thank you. And then
Doe. Your last name is Doe, isn't it, Jane Doe?
It's not the same reading to a child. And I even explained that one time, one of my classes, one of my sessions, I read him a story, and I told him, I says, you know what? The difference with when you read, you know, read a book or read a story, I says, you can put the story the way you want it. And I says, and I told him, I says, I could do the same thing. I said, held the book, and I says, I read it like the cat went and ran out of the room because the dog was after him. I says, but if you were reading that yourself, you would say, the cat ran out of the room because the dog was chasing him. Or, oh, the cat ran out of the room because the dog was chasing him. Different meanings and different emphasis. But online is not the same as...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and that's true. I used to oversee some of that when I'd bring air personalities on when I was hiring people to be on the air. How good are they at reads?
Right.
Because that's the human side of it. It's me talking to you. It's not me just selling you something. And once you get that down, you can make more headway in communicating with your audience, because it's like you're there talking to them.
Exactly. And your other question was, have I postponed or, you know...
Any medical appointments, yeah.
Okay. Now, I told you I do not have any devices where I my last doctor's appointment was supposed to be one of these, you know, video things, and I
yeah.
the office, and I says, no, even if I did have one of those devices, I would not want one of those, because to me, I mean, for one thing, I love my doctor. And just to sit there, and some days our visits would take, you know, more than, longer than what they were. He could just, you know, do the physical, and that was it, or just the three-month checkup and just read a couple things.
Well, trying to put the hospital gown over the lens of the camera, I think might be tough, Mary. So I think you made a good decision, and you're very fortunate that you don't have a lot of medical appointments. I have lots of medical, and I've done one of those. I haven't postponed anything. I'm going to Roswell in a couple of weeks for my checkup after the prostate, so that's where we are. Thank you, Mary. Always good to talk to you.
Okay.
We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
News Radio 930 WBEN. Coronavirus in Western New York. Live.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
Our police department has been reminding people about the mask order.
Up-to-date information.
Joining me live on the line, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul.
I think this gives us an opportunity to reimagine the whole delivery of our education system.
The only station that's always been here when you need it most. News Radio 930 WBEN. WBEN.com.
Well, eye health is very important, and so is your personal safety. ECVA is proud to announce that all four area locations are now open. Important health and safety procedures have been put into place to ensure your safety during your next visit to ECVA. To learn more about all the steps ECVA has taken place, visit ecvaeyecare.com. Trust your eyes to the exceptional care from the doctors at ECVA. Call 631-EYES to schedule an appointment at any of their four area locations today. That is 631-EYES. The question is, what's better now? Certainly, it can't all be worse. There has to be some things that are better. The cost of gasoline is way less than it used to be, okay? You're probably not putting as much mileage on your car. Maybe you are. It depends. If you have a job, maybe neither of those impact it because you still drive to it. If you're lucky enough to have employment, that's a good thing. But maybe there are other things that are better than the usual. And should schools be open in September? That's 3 months away. So there's a chance, I think, that they could be. And would you send your kids to school immediately, or would you wait to see what happens? I think a lot of people would wait to see what happens. I could be wrong. Have you put off a doctor's appointment or done one, a virtual doctor's appointment? I've had one on the phone, and it was fine. A lot of questions were asked, a lot of answers. I don't think it's applicable for everything, but for some, if you can do it, fine, make things easier. Let's go to Bill in Eden on line two. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Bill.
So I'm a little better, I think, on my own. Like 6 weeks ago, I decided to do a little Nutrisystem, so I've lost some weight on it. So personally, I feel better about that.
Oh, good for you. That's a good goal when you accomplish it, no matter what you set it for, 5 pounds or 50 pounds. When you start losing weight, you want to lose more. So good. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, thanks. And also, I think there's always that opportunity to look at the bright side of things. So one of the bright sides is we're at a better appreciation of people. We don't take people for granted now. Because I think of like a man at church that I would see. I won't see him, unfortunately, when we go back to church because he was one of the people who died in the pandemic. So we never know, you know, the day or the hour, as it says. So just we appreciate everybody that we know and just don't take them for granted. I think that's a good positive thing.
Like when I was listening to that song by Trace Adkins, I was thinking of David Bellavia. And he works with us and has, and he came back, and it's bravery at the highest possible level. And it really got to me because I could connect to what he was saying. And, yeah, I think we have more of an appreciation of life because we've seen people that we may not know personally, but we may know them through their work or through their efforts or their charitable work or who knows what. And you feel a connection with them.
We owe such a debt of gratitude to our veterans and especially those who died, you know, in service. I think all Medal of Honor winners actually get to be buried at Arlington.
Wow, I did not know that. Arlington is, that song just really, really gets to you. Do you have kids that may or may not go back to school yet, Bill?
No, but I heard your question about schools. I think they probably should open again. I'm hoping things will be better by then. And as far as colleges go, I know some colleges are going straight through, like, without a break. So God forbid anything pops up in the wintertime, maybe the school will be through without having to stop for any kind of, like, inner break, you know, they would normally.
Yeah, the worst nightmare is that we get round two in the fall. I hope we don't get anything like this in the fall or ever again. But the bottom line is it would really be more difficult than getting it the first time, I think.
It seems like it's in the southern hemisphere now, isn't it, Sandy? It's more winter maybe down there.
Yeah, Brazil was just added to the travel list for the U.S. I think that was I saw it yesterday or the day before.
So
a lot of that is down there.
Yeah, you just want to make sure that when we're all fine up here, you don't have some person from some other country that's just getting it that decides to come over and start the
game. That's the part. That's the point, because it does not take a lot. It just takes a few, and that's why you've got to be vigilant.
And then,
all right. Go ahead.
Yeah. I had one eye doctor appointment, but then I decided I didn't really want it. It was when everything was starting. And I thought, I don't really want, you know, any people touching my eyes or anything right around.
The eyes of all things. I mean, I guess the eyes would be, like, the most sensitive or one of them.
Would have liked the dentist cleaning, but they called and said, we just have to reschedule because we're doing it right now. But
I see ECVA. I just read a commercial for them. They're a great group of eye doctors. They're reopened now. They were closed, and now they're reopened. So, I mean, there's some good signs out there. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Buzzy, let's go to some Facebook. What do you got? Oh, he's on the phone. Wouldn't it be wild if he was on the phone talking to me while I was on the air asking him who he's talking to?
Sandy, what are you wearing?
I should call Buzzy and not tell him it's me. While the show is going on. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Now, Tony, you have children. You have two of them.
Yes.
In case you forgot.
No, believe me, I haven't forgotten.
You haven't forgotten it. If schools were open in September, that's still 3 months from now. Would you send the kids, or would you wait to see what the first wave produces and if then send them later?
For me, I feel safe that I would send them, but this is going to go down to, again, I've been bringing this up since it all started, is to who do you believe? Some may say kids are least likely to get sick from coronavirus, have a little effect on kids. Kids don't transmit it as well as grown-ups. The schools have been laying dormant for how many months now? They should be free from any kind of surface contaminant that may, you know, that you think that a virus may be sitting, and as we're learning more and more that surfaces are not transmitting it as much as we originally thought. So those things going into play.
Those are two big things.
Yeah, those are two big things. Yeah. But right now I feel pretty safe that I think my kids would be all right.
Yeah, the surface thing, especially, we were told how long it could live on a surface, and we didn't want to touch anything. Because let's face it, everything we see has a surface. And so you didn't want to touch anything. You wanted to float around like you were in a bubble. And then they say, well, maybe not so much.
In fact, Nick has to go in today to get his belongings out of his locker. So he's going to meet his teacher with the mask on and, you know, empty it out. They put it in a bag and then out the door you go.
And see, I don't see why on that. I know other schools are doing that too, bringing the student in to clean out their own locker. I'm sure they have a master key that opens all of the lockers. The lockers are the property of the county
school.
Or the city of the school. They're not personal property of the children. Why didn't they just get a bunch of big plastic bags and just go and empty one per bag and then just leave them out there in the hallway? You come and get it. Or bring it right out to the car rather than have the kids have to go in and unpack it.
Yeah, I'll find out how the whole procedure went when I get home.
Yeah. All right, that's a good thing. Let's take a break, and then we will return. And remember, in the last hour, we will play that Trace Adkins song again so that you could hear it again if you did not hear it, or tape it if you want to tape it. Get whatever machine you're going to use or device ready. We'll play it. It's quite moving. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.